It's hard to believe that just 30 months ago, the Minnesota Vikings were playing football games on the site of U.S. Bank Stadium. Long gone is the Metrodome, as the new home for the Vikings now sits in its place. And that new stadium looks just about ready to start writing its own history book.
It's exciting to see where we're headed with this new facility. And, you know, from the Viking perspective, we're just, you know, we're this organization is kind of boosted by the team and by what's going on off the field with the stadium as well. So we've got a lot of good things happening in the organization. Our team is starting to rise just at the right time. We opened a new stadium, so we're excited about that, and just kind of, you know, the energy that's in this community, this energy that's in the Viking organization and behind this team is exciting, and we're very, very pleased with where we're headed.
Construction continues daily as the project is at the final moments, a key time where the last touches are being added, and the building goes from construction to the newest stadium to open in the NFL.
It's been a long, hard climb to get to where we are. We've still got a few months to go, and we know it's going to deliver. We advocated many years at the Capitol. This is going to be a great, iconic, progressive design. It's going to generate jobs and economic development. It's going to deliver national and international events, and all those things have come true. There's been great development that this stadium has spurred in this downtown East neighborhood. We've got 1,400 construction workers on the job almost every day. And 90% of that $1.1 billion stadium, all those dollars are coming back to Minnesota, so they've boosted the economy.
The Vikings' home locker room has taken shape. Suites and lounges are being constructed, and the interior is starting to look closer and closer to reality.
We've got work going on with the field. The asphalt will go down and followed by the artificial surface, which will provide that green, that kind of the last piece of the canvas of the painting. So it'll visually look like a completed stadium. And the prow signage is going up, and the doors are now being tested. The five pivoting doors are being tested and opened in this month. So we've got a lot of things that are upcoming as we come down the home stretch here.
U.S. Bank Stadium will be the team's third home and will mark a new era in the club's long history. A vast difference from the Vikings' first home, Met Stadium, which housed the Purple from 1961 to 1981. And brought many great memories. Some of those who spent years in Bloomington at the old Met got a preview of what the 2016 Vikings will experience with a recent tour of U.S. Bank Stadium.
Well, I think it's a long ways from the old Met where I put my 12 years in at. It's a couple steps up. You know, pro sports have multiplied up so much now than where we played on. And back in our day, it was just normal football game. Today, it's almost like a sideshow. And the places are so beautiful like this. I can't hardly imagine, you know, going to work at a place like this.
Plenty has changed in technology and sports venues since these former Vikings were playing. But needless to say, they all walked away very impressed.
I can't think of the word how to describe it. Let's say it's modern as compared to the old bleacher seats and you know, I'm looking at the seats. Even the seats are so much more comfortable and wider, and it's a different atmosphere entirely. But it's still a game of football. We're moving it into another era.
These former players are quite impressed with the new home for the Vikings that fans will get to experience in just a few short months. A process that began over 2 years ago is now entering the final countdown, and the end is near. The pages are being turned on a new chapter in the history of the Minnesota Vikings.